Hi there, Amy with Audio Boo, getting you to understand just what it was like to be part of Google on Main in Greenville, South Carolina, Saturday night. It was an absolutely phenomenal event, very well organized. You know, who's done this glow stick thing before? I don't think anyone had prior experience, really, and this was new for all of us. We got the sticks, learned how to turn them on to the right colors, and then got assigned colors and sent down the pathway toward the Falls Park area. We had all gathered at the Peace Center, and it was organized chaos in the sense that when you have 2,000 people that you're trying to direct to specific locations to do specific things, it can be crazy, but it was well done, and the result, as you've seen from the pictures, is phenomenal. I thought about doing this last night, but I wanted to see what it looked like, and once I saw that picture, I was really amazed to see what Greenville can do when it puts its mind to it. Local people, not the city leaders, but local folks with creative genius deciding, hey, we need to be doing this. First of all, John Warner said that. Aaron Von Frank becomes the go-to guy to organize this thing and does an amazing job. And then the people. It took people. It was a people-powered event. You had to have bodies to hold the sticks, to swirl them around. We all learned how to swirl without killing each other. And it was phenomenal to see people coming together, all age brackets, all walks of life, engaged in something fun and exciting that we all know will help the community. Google would be foolish not to go to a place like Greenville after something like this. And there was a lot of magic in the air, too. Let me tell you, there was this little sweet girl, 2 years old or less, on her dad's shoulders. And at one point, when we were still at the Peace Center, they used a laser system to write on the side of the Peace Center wall, "We love Google." Well, this little girl on daddy's shoulders was holding her little light, swaying it back and forth, and as that was happening, you could see in her eyes that she thought she was magically painting the birds up there on the wall. She was, ooh, you know, as this was happening. And her little magical moment was kind of just a little encapsulated version of what we all felt, you know, down there. It was fun, it was giddy, it was silly, but it was important in so many ways and on so many levels. It was a statement about how our community can mobilize. When we get behind a good idea, we can make things happen here. And any corporation that wants to come in needs to know that. They need to know that this community will gather around, support it, and be into moving ahead, moving forward. Technology is critical. We can't go forward without it. And to be Google's fiber home would be just a phenomenal thing for the area, for business recruitment, for the economy. But most of all, it was just a great time to see all the people you've met. Twitter and Facebook, old friends you hadn't seen in a while. It's kind of like a neighborhood gathering and a social media gathering, all rolled into. And then all of us met new people and made new friends. And it really was a way to network and get to know people and to share a community experience. We don't get a lot of chance to do that anymore. You know, everyone's busy and everyone's running in different directions. And to have something where you can all come together and be part of something and then see that visual result, putting us on Google's map, so to speak. It was incredible. I'd love to hear your stories. I hope you'll comment and tell me if you were part of this or what you think of Greenville, South Carolina's campaign to win Google's attention. I'll make sure to include a hyperlink to the site where you can see a picture of what we accomplished right on my Audio Boo page, so you'll be able to see that as well in case you're just listening through the podcast on iTunes or through Audio Boo. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being there if you were part of Google on Main, even if you were just somebody who stood on the bridge packed with people watching on the Liberty Bridge or up at the top of Falls Park. Thousands of people were watching, thousands of people were in it, and we all had a wonderful time, memory that will last a lifetime.